106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Italian girl, what do you say we go back to my place? I'll show you my cannelloni.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Shut up!
I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
Fuck you.
Mom!
Fuck both of you too.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
That is such a controversial intro, guys. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Kinkusi. It's Monday night. Usually we do this on Sunday night. Whatever. A weekly podcast for all your...
geeky needs.
Nerdy needs. Nerdy garbage. Kitschy comedy. Care.
I like how he actually got it for once and you interrupted it wrong.
One of these days, man.
The first time he's ever got it. You're like, oh, I'm just going to fucking... put in my wrong version.
Sure. Those my two were the cents. Days. You know, I can afford. I missed you guys.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't do anything this week.
No.
Not at all, really.
If we had been in town, though, do you think we would have actually hung out with you?
Probably not. I was supposed to get together with somebody regarding a certain something. Zombie Crawl.
Oh, okay.
Matt Foster. The great Matt Foster wants to do a video package with me. So we're going to figure something out to promote Zombie Crawl, which we're playing. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, we're playing it.
Cool. The Vexed?
No. Wicked Darling.
Mm.
I'm going to be Carly.
Okay.
Oh. I got the tits for it.
Yeah. That you do.
I'm sure you could do her voice if you really tried.
I could try.
Yeah.
I could try. So we're going to figure something out in that aspect. So
okay.
That should be pretty fun.
Cool. Wicked Darling is that band that you were in that sounded like Save Ferris, right?
Fuck you. God damn it.
I don't know the joke. Explain the joke for me.
Say Ferris blows. They're like a ska band, too.
It's a band he doesn't like, and he sent in a tape. They wanted Halloween tapes at this radio show.
It was on Kevin and Bean.
And they actually played the tape for a Halloween-themed song.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they said, oh, that band kind of reminds me of Save Ferris. And like all of the excitement Elijah had, it just totally killed it.
So you hated did you hate them before or after?
More after. I didn't get the connotation there. Like
they were just being dumb, I guess. Huh?
I guess. Fuckers. I don't know. Maybe it was our dumb song.
So how was camping since you guys ditched me?
This is how Cole was last week.
I missed something.
Yeah. You missed the first three words I said.
Okay.
Alan Ritson, Rich. God damn it, I'm playing the wrong segment.
What the hell? Yeah, I'm like, why are you playing the casting news?
There's another point where we're talking about our trip. What was going to happen? But it was way off here.
All right, let's try again.
No, anyway, how was our trip?
It was a good trip. It wasn't the worst camping trip, and it wasn't the best camping trip.
Ooh.
There was some parts that was awesome. Me and Elijah crawled up the side of a mountain.
Yeah, we did.
I definitely thought you were going to say crawled inside of each other's asses. I definitely thought you were going
to
say that.
We don't have to go camping to do that, fucker.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, this is a picture of how where I was, and down below is...
Oh, it looks nice.
All right, here's Cole last week.
When is No Mercy? Next week?
No, it's the weekend after, because we're going camping next week, and it's on the 24th.
Who's going camping?
Me and Elijah.
Yep, we're going to South Dakota. We're going to be mountain man.
Gay.
We're not going to be in the mountains. We're going to be just outside the mountains.
Oh, we were in the mountains.
I was wrong. I'm not drinking my own pee.
Semen. Huh? Why not?
Guys, I'm drinking someone else's pee.
Wait, who else is going?
I don't know.
Just me and Cole. We're going to Brokeback Mountain.
Yes!
Honestly, who is coming? Yeah, so, no, I was wrong. We were up in the mountains.
Yeah, it was pretty goddamn awesome.
When you
awesome.
Said Spearfish, I thought we were going to be on the north side of Spearfish. We were on the south side of it.
So yeah. You guys were staying basically inside the president's heads?
No.
No, we didn't go over there. But yeah, I mean, the park is huge. Mm. But once you're in there, it's like, oh, shit,
fuck,
man.
Dude,
like,
it was cold, though.
They call it the Black Hills, but there's certain areas when you drive down and get into it, they're fucking pretty mountainous.
Yeah.
We did take one hike, had to climb one, didn't realize it was going to go miles this way, then miles pretty much over the hill behind us, and then back around. And it was an epic trip. I think Cole slept the whole time.
I didn't sleep the whole time. I slept for... I woke up one day pretty late, and then they went on a hike, and I was up for a while. And then they were trying to spook me on the walkie-talkies or some shit. I don't know. I was pretty retarded.
Did you have dysentery?
No, I did some shit that I probably shouldn't have done the night before, and I was...
the world may never know what that was.
Yeah, and I wasn't feeling so hot. And so I went and I took like a... hour and a half, 2 hour nap.
Nice.
And yeah.
But the night before that, yeah, as you said, we were crawling this mountain hill, basically. And I was a little buzzed, so I went up a good portion of the way. Didn't think I could do it, and I did it. Slid down, cut my shin up a little bit.
Your portions.
Dude, he fell down the side of this thing. Got his balance, stood up, and fell back over again.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to have shins though. Anymore.
Like, it's like this. The vert is...
It was a little steeper in a 45-degree angle. We were going up that thing and down that thing.
Yeah. But we made it to the top and took some photos.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, dude, you know how I told you that Elijah is the clumsiest person in the world?
I don't believe it.
I've told you that, but we have a new contender.
Ooh,
Nancy. She she's sitting next to this big rock the entire time.
Like how big?
Like well bigger than a large sized dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's like probably 3 feet, 3.5 feet long, and it's high off the ground, like mm-hmm. a foot off the ground. She's sitting next to it the entire time. Got a little messed up and forgot about it. And she turns around and walks and just trips right over it. And we're all kind of laughing, right? 5 minutes later, trying to look out for that big rock. She walks over a couple feet past the big rock and trips over a littler rock that's just as high.
So, it's not as funny when ladies get hurt.
Yeah, it is.
I feel sorry for her a lot.
She didn't get hurt. But Cole's thing was like she was trying to contend to my...
clumsiest person in the world.
A lady at work made a cake.
Okay.
I got to show you this cake. Tell me what you guys think of it.
That's not a cake.
Oh, sorry.
What the hell? Why did she send us that anyway?
I don't know.
It's a painting of a dumb ginger kid in fucking clown makeup.
Okay, this is the cake.
Pickle Rick.
She made this cake.
That looks pretty good.
It's really good. Really, wow. Really good.
Yeah, it looks like an action figure.
And she wouldn't let me eat it. It was for somebody's birthday party. I'm like, that's bullshit. I should be able to eat this. But she did say, we are going to have a meeting at work. And I said, you should make a cake for work from Rick and Morty. And she said, well, what should I make from it? I said, make the plumbus.
Oh, crap. No.
You know what the plumbus is?
Yeah.
It's that like dildo-looking thing. Yeah. I'll find a picture for you later. But anyway, yeah, that's Pickle Rick.
Nice.
Cool.
That looked really good. I want to copy that.
Definitely. All right. Are we got some news for everybody?
Sure. All right. Let's go on to, I don't know. What'd you say?
News. You know.
The Comicantuzzi news team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
I don't think we have any news.
Oh, okay, let's move on.
Just kidding.
Did anyone check out the first look of Hellboy?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's the same as the other fucking guy.
It's similar to the other one. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. It looks cool.
He has like a rounder head, I thought.
Maybe.
His hair is different. I mean, there's differences. He looks
more menacing a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could tell when you go back that Ron Perlman was wearing a lot of rubber.
Yeah, sure. This one looks like more slightly
muscle, like
slightly
you see veins
more realistic in the kinda, in the body.
Right. I don't know. It looks cool. Definitely not that guy's body, though.
No.
Seen that guy.
That Netflix movie that you watched a couple weeks ago, the Death Note.
Uh-huh.
You kind of liked it.
I liked it, yeah.
I watched it. It was okay. It wasn't great or anything. But the director had to cancel his Twitter because of the amount of hate and death threats that he's gotten.
For what
so
now?
Dumb. For
Death Note movie.
Jesus Christ.
People don't like it, so they're threatening to kill him.
You know what else people didn't like?
Huh.
What's that?
Was the new Paramount movie, Mother, Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah.
Apparently, Paramount had to put out a statement about the movie. Because people were this irate over it.
Really?
They said, this movie is very ostentatious and brave. You're talking about a director at the top of his game and an actress at the top of her game. They made a movie that was intended to be bold. Everyone wants an original. Everyone wants original filmmaking, and everyone celebrates Netflix when they do it. Do the same thing, and this is us doing that. And we don't want all movies to be safe. And it's okay if people don't like it. They got fucking shit on for it.
Huh.
And I will give my review of this movie because I did go see it.
Okay.
You know, I'm just really surprised. You know that people were this pissed off about it. I'm like, what the fuck, guys?
What the hell?
I mean, I think people were mad because of the marketing, because it was kind of marketed as a horror movie, but it really wasn't. But we'll get into that a little later.
Yeah.
All right. You got anything?
I got like maybe one thing, but it's not even.
According to Reuters and Forbes, the two business sites or business magazines or whatever, Toys R Us will probably file for bankruptcy in the next few weeks.
Damn.
Unless they can get some kind of loan, and they're still in trouble with a lot of the people shipping the shit to them. Hmm. They don't feel like they'll get their money back from Toys R Us. So
that's too bad. But have you ever been to a Toys R Us?
Well, yeah.
It's kind of not great.
Nope.
It's not like when you're a kid for sure, but
even still, like, do you think it's because I'm older? It's different now? Okay.
Yeah,
I do. Definitely.
I also think that, you know, like places like Walmart or Target and Kmart, just being able to walk through their toy aisles, you get to find a lot of the same kinds of shit. Plus, then they have a lot of the same video games in their video game sections. Plus, you have Amazon.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I mean, online definitely killed it. How about this? Netflix's Punisher series will feature the Battle Fan.
Ooh, down with that.
So, but do you really have a Punisher without the Battle Fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much every Punisher they gave us didn't have a nice Battle Van.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think I could turn the
1989, 2000s with Thomas Jane. There could have been one with the other dude.
But you never watched it a second time and you can't remember, can you?
Right.
Now, my question is, I've got a dirt van. It's white.
It's not the same.
A bit rape. Hold on. A bit rapey.
Yeah.
Definitely rapey.
What do I turn it? Do I turn it into the Battle Van, the Ninja Turtle Van, or the A-Team Van?
You should just turn it into a trash compactor.
Like, put it into one?
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's the dirt van, dude. You don't diss the dirt van.
I just did, and I'll do it again.
I guess we're pretty much out of news, huh? A man got his penis stuck in a gym weight plate.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, there's a little circle in the middle.
Let's show picture. Call that picture.
I don't want to see
it. I don't have that picture on here.
Yeah, but, I don't want to see it.
Basically, it looks like a dick that got caught in a weight.
Yeah. He was just describing that to us.
Did he do that, though? I'm like, why did he do that?
I don't know.
Had to call, like, fire department. They had saw it at so many different angles. It took 3 hours. Fuck that guy.
What if what if he's like, that's a pretty big hole, you know? Like a weight hole.
Well, why would you stick your dick into it anyway?
No, you're thinking of those ones. Those are like the Olympian size, and then there's the small ones.
It was a smaller one.
Yeah, they go on like barbells and whatnot.
I thought it was. I couldn't tell by the picture.
Yeah, and it wasn't a big. Like it was 2.5 kilogram, which I think came to about 5.5 pounds.
I wonder what goes through your mind as you're sticking your dick into here. Let's right.
Dude, as you're calling the fucking fire department to come cut it off, like, you know, Jesus, how am I going to explain
no,
this?
No, he had to go in. He had to walk in, I think, to the ER.
Yeah, but still, he's like, yeah, how am I going to explain this at Thanksgiving?
You are not going to believe this. My dick is in the... Oh, wait.
You think that guy's going to his 10-year high school reunion?
It's quite the story to tell. Yeah. You know, I'd be proud of that.
Maybe he's a circus performer.
Maybe.
You know?
He was working on his
new
act.
He was working on a new act. Just didn't quite go right.
No, not at all. Well, all right. What, you have anything else, Cole?
No.
That's it. That's it for news.
That is it for news.
All right. Let's move along here. I like to do a little thing every week. I call it the casting call.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it this week.
This is the casting call with Elijah Kirby.
That's pretty good, huh?
Thank you, guys. All right, casting this week.
That was not sincere.
Last week we talked about Colin Trevorrow. He has been outed as the Star Wars director, and now they have picked up J.J. Abrams.
Woo-hoo!
To direct Star Wars Episode 9.
Yes.
That be right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Last week again we talked about that Ed Skrein getting out of the Hellboy thing because it was cast for an Asian role. So he's like, yes. Fuck this, I'm not going to do it. Well, now they're thinking for Daniel Dae Kim.
Is he Asian?
Yeah.
It would have been really funny if they just cast another white guy for it.
Last name is Kim. You're at.
I don't know.
He was also in Lost. Oh, no, he's a good actor. Patty Jenkins is going to do Wonder Woman 2. Same director as the first one. Mm-hmm. So good news there, I guess. Here's one thing I didn't know. They're making a Robin Hood movie. Ooh. Again.
This one's supposed to be comedic, right?
I don't know.
I read that and I wasn't too excited, so I didn't write it down.
Right. I hope when he says funny, he means funny as far as...
like The Mummy. Sort of action fun.
Right. It's supposed to be gritty and funny.
What do we have in
I don't know what that means. But Taron Egerton. He's Eggsy. From the Kingsman.
Okay.
The young guy. He'll be playing Robin Hood in Robin Hood Origins.
So, I've never seen the Kingsman, or I don't think I've seen him in anything.
Okay, Kingsman is awesome.
Is he humorous and funny?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Somewhat. But I don't get the add to that. This one's for you.
Sure.
You're going to be happy about this. Universal Pictures has announced that Scream Queen... Jamie Lee Curtis will be returning for another outing in the Halloween franchise.
In Scream Queens?
What?
In Scream Queens?
No,
she's going to be in the new Halloween movie. She is a Scream Queen.
Ah, gotcha.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's like talking to anyway, a goddamn inbred little hick over
she's
here.
She's returning for another outing for Halloween.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure. Why not?
No. I thought she was supposed to be done after, like, that shitty one, Halloween H2O, like, fucking 17, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and then they even had her, like, in another one after that nobody watched.
She's like
she was in a psychiatric
ward. She's like
ward.
Michael Myers. She just won't go away.
Right.
I've never
waiting
seen
for him.
Any of the Halloween
But then,
movies.
Like, at the beginning of the movie, he killed her in that. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, if you take all these movies into continuity...
She's the real monster. Just keeps coming right. back from the dead.
Damn, that's pretty funny. All right, well, that was it for casting this week.
All right.
Basically, my sports news. He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. Sports with Cole. Don't shake your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
I think I figured it out.
I'm not being a grumpy asshole.
I think I figured it out.
What?
I think it's because I insulted Cole's hat when he walked in.
Oh, no, I was fine with that.
I think that's what it was.
At least I got a team of wieners. Ah, speaking of my hat.
Team of wieners.
The NHL preseason started on Saturday, so we don't have to watch any more baseball or football or basketball for the rest of the year.
Yeah, hockey on. Actually, that is kind of exciting.
You're kind of a dick about that, aren't you?
Well, no, I hate football season when it comes on.
I just can understand
don't
that.
Give a shit.
Well, anyway, I just sound like a sarcastic little dick when I was talking about hockey.
I know, but it's like hearing still like baseball and foosball. It's like, ugh. Except when you go to certain bars and they have like half off appetizers.
That's kind of
good
cool.
times.
Well, you can thank football for that.
Yeah, I'd have to.
All right, UFC light heavyweight fighter Ed Herman lost the tip of his finger and posted the pictures on Twitter.
Doing cool. What?
He was trying to repair a well. Like, he lost, like, the entire tip of his finger. Ooh. And then took pictures of it and put it on Twitter. And I hope it hurt like a motherfucker.
Like, because a good
why
inch?
Would, like, the first, up to the first
yeah.
knuckle.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah, I hope it hurt really bad, because why would you post pictures of that on Twitter? I seen it, and I was like, oh, fuck, gross. Yeah. It's not like in a movie when you see a guy's fucking finger not on.
Damn, how'd that happen?
He was trying to repair a well, and it got caught between two pipes when yep. one of the pipes slipped.
That happened to a music teacher that I had. He pulled his hand back, and all of a sudden his glove is still in between there.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he was talking about it, he was like, yep, and that's just how my finger was.
And that's why I no longer play the piano, and I'm a drummer.
And I try to play the sax on my phone.
Oh, man. Fuck that guy for fucking putting those pictures up. Remember last year when I was telling you, like, the one thing I would rather have my teeth fucking pulled out than anything happen to my hands? I would rather just have no anesthesia and you just pull out all my fucking teeth.
How about none of it?
Rather than fucking do shit to my hands, especially my fingers, and this asshole's posting up fucking pictures.
So, like, so if you saw a scene in a movie where a guy, like, ripped out fingernails?
Oh, I'd
Really?
Dude, still, like, 36 years old, I'd close my eyes and call my mom and be like, tell me when it's over. No, that shit's too much, man.
Damn.
Fuck that. I don't want to talk about the ESPN shit from last week.
You better do it.
I don't want to.
Nobody likes it.
What is it?
Shut up, man.
I don't know what it is.
No, well, we're not talking about it. You can look it up on your own. Let's just move on.
All right. Wrestling.
Yes, sir. We promised you a great main event here tonight.
Big Classic, the maker of champions.
WrestleMania.
Hulkamania is running wild.
So did you watch last week?
No.
I've watched it.
But I think I got some clips of it.
I watched it, but I don't really want to talk about anything on the show. I want to talk about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, there was a couple of things. You know, the Roman Reigns thing with the drug test was pretty interesting.
That was pretty funny.
And then Miz ripped Enzo Amore a new one.
Yeah, but you told me that it was going to happen, so I think you built it up too much.
I'm sorry. He just reamed his asshole. I feel bad for the little guy. But what happened
Fuck
backstage?
The little guy. The backstage shit. Remember Starrcade from WCW?
Yes.
Okay, that wasn't actually created in WCW. That was created in whatever came before that. JWC or something. I don't
know.
Okay. And it was created by Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
And WWE has decided that they're going to do Starrcade this year right around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it'll be the first time WWE ever does it. So since Dusty Rhodes created it, Cody Rhodes' son tweets, who's not working for the WWE anymore, he tweeted the WWE producer Michael Hayes. He goes, he said that Goldust, his brother Goldust, should definitely be on the card because he hasn't been on the pay-per-views or even on TV in WWE for a long time. Mm-hmm. Michael Hayes tweets back, that sounds it sounds like a good idea to have Goldie on the card. What are you doing that night? Want to team with your brother? So he wants to bring Cody Rhodes in for a one-night thing.
That'd be kind of cool.
Just for the WWE kickoff to Starrcade.
Nice.
So that actually sounds like they're extending an olive branch to him. So
I'd be down with that.
Anyway, that's about it. That was the one thing that I wanted to tell you.
It's punk rock.
Well, let's jam out to this a little bit. Keep it down? Too loud for you?
Yeah.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Not as old as this motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess not.
Who died?
It's not that old, though. Grant Hart, the drummer and vocalist for pioneering indie rock band Husker Du. Husker Du? Husker Du? What's that even stand for?
Blumpkin.
They were kind of a major influence for Nirvana and Pixies back in the day.
These are way better than Pixies and Madonna.
He didn't say Madonna. He said Nirvana, jackass.
Oh, sorry.
He died this week. At only 56. So that's too bad.
That was like liver cancer, right?
I didn't have any details, so.
It was.
So a location scout for Netflix hit show Narcos. Anyone watching that?
No, but I heard it's really great.
Just came out. Pretty good. Was shot and killed this week while working in Mexico. For the upcoming season, he was trying to do some scouting. He was found shot to death last Monday in central Mexico during a location scouting for season 4. His car was found just riddled with bullets.
They fucking know what he was up to, huh?
I don't know. That's pretty fucked up, though.
That really is.
Yeah.
They should hurry up and build that wall.
Yeah.
Why? They shot him in Mexico.
Another one. I don't have a photo with me, but look him up. Harry Dean Stanton.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, he's...
he was in Cool Hand Luke.
I haven't watched yet.
He was...
I have to.
He was in one of your favorite movies.
Godfather 2.
That too.
Pretty in Pink.
I'm talking about the sci-fi movie.
Repo Man.
Alien.
Oh, Alien,
He was Brett in Alien. He was the brain in Escape from New York.
Oh, brain in Escape from New York.
Yeah, man. Why are you calling him Harold?
Dude, he was in Seinfeld.
Yeah. He was in everything, dude.
He played...
And he was different characters in all kinds of shit the time.
Character actor.
Yeah.
Legendary.
He played Kramer when they were doing the pilot.
He was the dad in Red Dawn, Tom Eckert. He was the dad for Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen.
He was the cab driver in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles when they were driving.
Yeah,
from
dude,
the...
he's been in everything.
Crazy.
And
what a bummer.
Supposedly might be back in this upcoming movie called, my thing just went to shit, Lucky.
Okay.
So maybe we'll see him one more time.
I hope so. God, he wasn't everything. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Man. Like, yeah, you can just throw out a genre of type of movie, and he was in it.
What if he had a lead in anything?
Not often.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't even mention the guy's name from Narcos. Carlos Portal. He was the one that was found, like, shot to death.
Oh, I totally know that guy. Carlos. Good old Carlos.
Good old Carlos.
I should at least give him some props, man. Poor bastard.
Holy shit, he was 91.
Yeah, he was 91.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Right, yeah. That's right.
There wasn't any details on how he passed away on that one.
Old as fuck?
Well, probably.
so crazy.
Yeah. Here's the other one, too. His name is Frank Vincent. He is a...
He's a gangster.
Veteran actor. He usually plays, like, tough guys, mob bosses. He's been on Sopranos. He passed away at the age of 80. I need to...
Yeah, he was in The Sopranos, The Goodfellas. He was in Casino. He was in almost all the Grand Theft
Auto. Here's a little clip from Goodfellas. Right now he's talking shit to...
excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax. Will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salud.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucker! You fucking piece of shit!
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, so that was Frank Vincent. He played mostly gangsters.
Yeah, pretty much.
He had the look for it, and he had the voice for it, though, so... Taylor, you want to hit that other piece of music that you got ready and quit fucking playing with your thing a little
bit? I just want to say I'm dumb.
Yeah, you are.
Like, he was not in Seinfeld. I was thinking of somebody else.
I know you were. I wanted to correct you, but I couldn't think of what the other guy was from. But
Tom Pepper, I think his name was. They looked very similar. Let's
make
though.
A correction. Harry Dean Stanton was not in Seinfeld.
Dang. Oh, well. Well, the big one. Is this the big one?
Yeah, it's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be the big one.
Actually, I think Harry Dean Stanton was the big one.
Bobby the Brain Heenan is dead.
He's a professional wrestler. He was, turn that down a little bit. He was,
a manager?
He was a pro wrestler. He was a promoter. He was the announcer. But he's thought about to be the greatest wrestling manager of all time ever.
Yeah, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Mostly based on his managing skills over his wrestling skills. But
oh, okay.
He was one of those very, very bad guy managers that would, you know, distract the shit out of you.
He was an instigator.
Yeah,
definitely.
He would distract the good guy so the bad guy could cheat and that kind of stuff.
Too bad.
Well, he started battling throat cancer. It was released in 2002.
Yes.
Is that what took him in? Is that a long battle of like
15
years?
Did you see what he looks like at the end?
I did see one
photo. He looked rough, man. Yeah. He didn't look like a
lot of those guys do, though, man.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm not sure if that's what took him in. I tried to look it up, and I didn't have anything for it. So, I don't know.
Sucks. But, he died at 73.
Yeah. 73.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what are we moving on to?
We don't know.
All right. Well, let's move on to a little segment I like to call
to the favorite things that you are trying new food and eat at your mom. But your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
There it is. Food review. Where did we eat this week? How was the grub up in the mountains?
Oh, we made some of our own grub. We pissed in cups. We drank it.
Was it better than what I ate?
We made pasta last night. We took four. Okay, so Elijah doesn't eat onions.
Lame.
And Nancy doesn't eat meat. So in all, we could have done this in two pots and pans. We had to do this in four.
But over a fire, we took one pot, boiled water.
Oh my God.
We boiled the pasta up in one big pot. We started that, and while we started doing that, over the fire, we started preparing everything else.
Sautéing the onions.
Yep. I handed Elijah the hamburger and had him take care of browning that. Me and Nancy cut up vegetables, and I made the tomato sauce. But we had to do the onions separate, so we have one tiny little grate and for all of our pots and pans, and somehow we got everything to fit on there and everything to get done at the same time. Then we just put all the pots onto the picnic table and had everybody just scoop up what they wanted into the
There you go.
It's pretty good.
Sounds like bullshit, though. It does sound better than what I had. I had dog food burger.
What?
You ever had a dog food burger?
Where the fuck did you go?
Scotty's.
Scotty's.
I'm calling Scotty's and Bismarck out on their bullshit.
Scotty's is awesome. What the
fuck
did you get?
That shit. I went in there. It was fucking disgusting. I don't know what they fucking changed in their burgers. I used to like them pretty well.
I ate there earlier today. It's amazing.
I don't know what the fuck they did. It was awful.
What'd you get?
A burger. Just a burger.
They don't have just a burger. Did
a cheeseburger.
Did you get the Rebel or what?
A double cheeseburger. That's all it was. It was fucking awful. It was. It almost tasted like meatloaf. You know what meatloaf is?
Yeah.
I mean, I like meatloaf, but not when it's in a burger or whatever the fuck they were trying to pass off that day. Fucking awful. Not good.
Damn.
They get shit of the week right there.
Shit of the week.
Fuck you of the week.
They
fuck.
Can't get shit of the week because Trapper's Kettle gets shit of the week.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Trapper's Kettle is out in Belfield. They have this shit called borscht that everyone likes out there. But I just got
beet soup.
Yeah, I just tried to get regular breakfast. They when their hash browns don't even turn brown and they serve it to you, man, your cook doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Definitely well, not.
Who gets the fuck you of the week then?
I don't know. Dog food burger is pretty awful.
Dog food.
My toast wasn't done.
Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, asshole.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Assholes.
Dickhead.
Fuck you. They're going.
I think Taylor gets the fuck you of the week.
Because
I ate at Scotty's tonight and it was fucking awesome.
I don't know.
Ridiculous. Damn, awesome.
It was bad. It was really bad. Like I said, I don't know if they're like.
Oh, actually, the fuck you of the week goes to Elijah and Nancy. You guys made that gas station sound like they had all kinds of good food there and shit, and it was just gas station food.
It was just beef jerky?
So he's like, yeah, they got this soup and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. I was all excited. And
they have soup?
I got to Bowman and I was like, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, it was a lot better last time I was there.
Was it the one place, the Mean Gene Okerlund's restaurant?
No, that was a very big disappointment, too. I drove all over South Dakota looking for that place.
Oh, God.
Turned out to be a little shanty town in the gas station inside one of the stalls in the bathroom. I was like, what the fuck is going on there?
Oh, God.
So I ordered a burger. Had to try it.
Your girl broke up with you, your dog just died.
Jesus.
Because you think you like guys. You're stuck.
I didn't think we were doing this right away, but all right.
What the fuck?
Just ask Cole.
All right, Cole. You're the only tattooed man that I know.
All right.
In this room.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have a tattoo I don't know about. Well, maybe you do. So this question is for you, Cole. If you had to go into battle with only one of the items tattooed on your skin, would you survive?
With only one item tattooed on your...
With whatever's tattooed on your body.
Oh.
One item from your tattoo, would you survive?
No.
You're dead, man.
Yeah. I don't have anything. Dude, why do you use the Judge Cole shit on the asshole stuff? Like, it's a fact. I wouldn't survive. It's all words and shit.
Well, maybe they're pointy words.
I have the only one that's like a complete picture is this one, and it's already got a dead man's hand on it, so I think I'd be fucked.
Shit. Well, maybe it's a zombie man.
It's more of a skeleton.
So. Ah, pointy. Pointy. The object is pointy. A friend of mine has a pizza slice on their...
Unless he's trying to choke someone to death, he'd die too.
No! No, with a knife sticking through it.
Yeah. Well, he might live. Probably not.
I don't know. That was kind of dumb. What was the initial plan after?
So what? Does he want me to have like hand grenades or fucking guns?
I don't know. I'm just asking. They're just.
Like that?
I'm just. They're asking what you know. Would you survive? And that I guess that's a no.
No.
Hmm.
We got TV reviews coming up here.
Yeah.
Wait. I got a story.
Oh, let's hear the story.
I guess this happened in Colorado. I forgot to write it down in my notes, so uh-huh. I didn't do it in my news. But in Colorado Springs. There's this lady, she keeps jogging around the same kind of, like, neighborhood, and she was jogging, and inside the house, she jogs in front of this house, and she squats down and starts taking a shit in their lawn, and the kids run in screaming, and then the mom comes out, and she's like, "What? Are you pooping?" Like, yes, in front of my kids, and the lady's like, sorry, and she just runs away. And she thought the lady inside the house thought maybe it was a one-off thing.
Okay.
But it's been happening a lot.
Same lady?
Mind you, same lady. Mind you, there's bathrooms across the street and I guess porta potties all over the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just choosing to shit out like in public. And so after it happened like the second or third time, the lady from the house called the cops.
Second or third time.
And well, then they started getting other reports. Like, apparently she shit in a Walgreens parking lot.
Holy shit.
And somewhere else. I don't remember the other place.
Yes, it is holy.
And the cops then asked the lady from the house, like, if you see her again, take pictures. And she's got all kinds of pictures of this lady. But they can't figure out who... Apparently they're calling her the Mad Pooper. They can't figure out who the Mad Pooper is. So if you live in Colorado Springs and... you got shit on your lawn and it's human and you can tell it's human because she puts it in fucking tissues. It was the mad pooper. She brings along.
She puts it in tissues.
They have picked that lady from the house had pictures of her taking the tissues out of her pockets to wipe with. She shits. Takes the time to wipe. Pulls her fucking pants back up and keeps jogging.
Well, why wouldn't you? If you're just jogging,
right?
You gotta go.
But like I said, there's bathrooms across the street, and there's porta potties around. There's like a park down the block, and there's a bunch of porta potties in the block.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Or in the park. Gross. So that was the mad pooper story.
All right, mad pooper. Anybody watch TV or movies?
Sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was on TV this week?
The Orville.
Okay.
How is it?
The critics shit all over it.
Yeah.
And the critics don't know what they're talking about in this case because...
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah. 8.6 million viewers watched it, and 91% of people who used Google to review it gave it a thumbs up.
Okay.
And it has a 7.5 rating on IMDb. And yeah,
might check it out.
People are writing reviews on the critics and how the critics suck. I also watched a show called Atlanta. It premiered on Hulu the other day. I watched every episode. Check that shit out. It's got Donald Glover from Community. He was Troy in Community, and it's fucking awesome.
He just won an Emmy.
Did he?
Yeah, the first black person to ever win an Emmy for directing.
It's probably for Atlanta, then.
I'm wondering if it is.
Well, because that's the show that
he direct it?
Directing.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And producing. And he's the star of it, but it's cool because even though he's the star, he's not in every episode. There's one episode where he's not in it at all.
Oh.
And there's another episode that is like all about his girlfriend on a girl's night out, and he only shows up in the very end for like 3 minutes.
Cool.
But yeah, he's the main character in most of the episodes. But
right.
There's a few episodes where he doesn't even show up, and it's a really interesting show. It's different than pretty much most of the things I've ever seen, and it's funny. It's fucking funny. So
check it out.
It's also weird.
Whoa, shit!
What?
That's my two TV reviews that I'm doing by myself. I guess we watched Preacher last week.
Yeah, we finished it up.
It was the season finale.
And Elijah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Are we...
So we're going to spoil it?
Yeah, we'll spoil this one.
Spoilers.
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 Hey, we all got it out of it. So do we like it? Do we like the finale?
I did.
Yeah.
I did too.
I did too.
They Cassidy killed his son.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
That was fucking crazy.
What a piece of shit, though. Why would you turn him if you knew he couldn't handle it? Because
you thought that he was going to be a good guy, and it turns out he's not.
Do you think it's... Oh, what do we got here? Oh, a preacher theme. Do you think it's because he's not a good guy, or do you think it's because...
I think he wanted him. He wanted to turn him into a vampire and pal around with him.
Right.
And he hoped that he would have his urges under control. But when he's seen the way that Dennis was acting with the hookers.
The dog.
The dog. He went on to that website, or he seen that Dennis's laptop was on a website called the Enfant de Lusang. I think that's what it was. That is actually from the comic, and that was a group of people who wanted to become vampires, and they were really fucked up in the head. The second he opened that laptop, I knew Dennis was dead. I was like, he's gonna fucking kill him. Because that was that gang of vampires in the comic book was a very awful group of people. yeah, I don't know. That was crazy.
At the beginning of the episode, you had I didn't understand what this place is or Preacher or what's his name?
Oh,
Jesse's
Angelville.
Yeah.
Angelville is his grandmother's home. And it seems to be different in this show than it is in the comic.
Is it like a voodoo type place? I'm guessing that's sort of what it is.
In the comic, it was like her compound. She ran her weird ass Baptist religion out of there.
Okay.
It was like a real fucking crazy offshoot of Baptist.
Okay.
And she likes to torture people, hurt people. She can apparently communicate with God. You kind of get that from the comic book, but they don't really directly say that.
Mm-hmm.
She is a horrid, horrid person.
Yeah, no kidding. We didn't get to see that. I mean, you kind of saw when he was in the in his tank,
yeah,
or in the coffin underwater. You kind of got that, but you don't really see her much in the season.
It looks like Angelville is going to be the prominent part of season three, which I'm very happy about because it was the second book of the comic.
Yes,
and then they were kind of done with it. But Tulip died.
Yes, she did.
And I believe that they're going to use Angelville to bring her, the grandmother, to bring her back. Tulip did die in the comic, and she did come back to life in Angelville in that house. And Eugene escaped hell.
Yeah, with Hitler.
With Hitler. And Hitler promptly ran away from Eugene.
Spoiler.
A little late for that, dude. A little late for that.
Yeah, so I don't know. You still have these, like, these glimmer of hope for Hitler. It's like, Hitler's not a bad guy. And then he just fucking turns out to be a piece of shit. He's fucking Hitler.
Of course he's a bad guy.
Of course he is. Like, when he was getting the shit kicked out of him in hell, when all the hellions or the damned were together, and it's like, oh, poor Hitler. I mean, they actually made you feel sorry for this piece of shit. It's like, God damn it.
That's how you know that they got good writing, is that if they can take the worst person ever and make you feel a little bit of empathy for them.
Shit.
And you're like, I shouldn't be feeling this, but it's all in the name of entertainment and fucking with your brain.
Jewish guys are writing it, too.
Yeah. So that was Preacher. I was thoroughly impressed with the season. I thought it was very well done.
Yep, very good.
We're not going to talk about last night's Rick and Morty, because obviously
maybe we will.
Obviously, me and Elijah didn't see it.
I wonder why.
Well, we were out of town, dipshit.
So last week's episode, watched like three times already, or four times. I've had to. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
The Ricklantis.
You thought they were gonna go that Rick and Morty were gonna go to Atlantis, yeah. And then it turns out they're not gonna even follow our Rick and Morty. They're gonna follow
the Citadel.
The Citadel, of all the other Rick and Mortys.
Yeah, so you had like that, what, like three or four like story arcs that were going on at the same time within this episode. You had Morty running for president.
You had the factory worker Rick, who was upset he didn't get a promotion.
Yep, and then you have Cop Morty and Cop Rick doing their thing. Busting crime, and then you had the Stand By Me characters.
Yes, the Morty's just trying to what is it, a coming of age tale?
It's coming of age tale, but they want to, they're there because they're in school trying to become
Morty's for a different Rick Rick has died.
Right. I don't know. It was just some of the quotes from that. The whole.
We got that sweet mermaid puss.
Well, not that, but
that was good though.
The best line of the whole thing was when they're all talking together. It's like, oh, don't worry about it, Fat Morty. He's like, oh, I thought it was left-handed Morty.
I thought I was left-handed Morty.
But then I didn't catch it the first time. Then the lizard Morty was like, oh, it's okay, Fat Morty, just use your left hand to eat more vegetables. It's like the writing is just so goddamn funny. Great show.
It is.
I mean, I did look ahead a little bit, and I did see what the title was. Because at the end of this episode, you find out that Evil Morty, or whatever he is, the guy that was behind all the torturing of the Mortys in season two.
Evil Morty.
Is, in fact, the Morty running for president, and that eventually gets elected. But we don't know what he's all about just yet.
I've seen a fan theory on the internet that he's actually Rick's original Morty.
Could be.
But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you know what they say. There's the Mortiest Morty. What do you got here?
Oh, it's just a little clip from there.
The council, and you'll find that we're still running it now.
Does he really speak for everyone here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think it's important to be clear. Raise your hand if he speaks for you.
Is that enough off the top?
No.
Is it? I love that every time he shows up at the end of the episode, they play this kind of creepy-ass song.
Yes, it's actually by a band called Blonde Redhead, if anybody's curious to know. Blonde Redhead. I was listening to some of their stuff. They're pretty fucking good, if you're into like this indie sort of stuff. But goddamn, really. Just brilliant.
Any more TV shit?
I do want to just say that this week's episode of Rick and Morty was probably... I keep saying this. It's my favorite so far.
Oh, yeah?
It was so good.
There's another guy on Facebook, too, who's like, it was way too preachy. I stopped watching it like halfway in. I'm like,
are you fucking kidding? Fuck?
Probably because the cop and the two cop
Wait, Martys. Preachy because of this episode or this new week?
No, the last week's.
Yeah.
He said it was too preachy.
Probably,
huh?
I think it's probably because the cop, when Elijah explained it to me, probably the cop Morty saying it's just Morty's killing Morty's. And then at the end, the Rick cop says it's just Rick's killing Morty's. I don't know.
There was that line at the beginning, though, too. And, when Rick and Morty show up from the Citadel to invite them to the Citadel, the other Rick and Morty, our Rick and Morty, he goes, when he finds out that it's not the Rick that they think it is, he's like, oh, well, that's like inviting a black kid to a cop ball or police ball or something like that.
Oh, the policeman's ball.
Yeah. Maybe it is getting too preachy. Fuck that guy. I don't know who it is, but that's kind of bullshit. Especially this week's episode.
All right.
Because they didn't do an interdimensional cable, so they're doing Rick's Morty mind blowers.
I'm kind of happy they're not doing interdimensional cable, because the first one was awesome. The second one was like, I actually liked the other story better than I liked the cable parts.
Right.
Like the stuff with Jerry having to decide whether or not to give his penis up for the heart transplant. So.
Yes, this one, I agree, though. This one was awesome. So All we'll right. talk about it next week, I guess.
All right, movie reviews, anything?
Yeah. Well, Uncle Vinny had to send in a review for All you right. guys.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
So I was able to go to a movie this week called Mother.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit. But okay. Like I said, Uncle Vinny sent in a review for us. And we'll see what movie he saw.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hey, it's Uncle Vinny yet again. My nephew Taylor wanted me to do a movie review for your fucking podcast yet again. Because apparently I have nothing better to do than fucking make this kind of shit. So let's do this thing. I went to the movie called American Ass In. And apparently this is one that, from what I listened to last week, Cole and Elijah about lost their fucking shit over. And the shit is where it can stay. Let me just say that. What I don't understand is when you go to a movie like this, you want to go and be entertained by masculine men. You know, you want to go into one of these movies with just the balls are in your face. Sure, you had Michael Keaton, you know, but you had two emo bitches, really, that fucking ruined this goddamn movie. I don't know their fucking names. Who cares? It was, like, I think one of the fucking guys from the Winter Soldier and some fucking Jonas brother. I don't fucking know. All I know is they're just whining around about how they about how their fucking life sucks and about how they killed their wife and about how one guy got left behind. Go fuck yourselves. I'll tell you one thing. This is fucking America. And if you want to be a fucking assassin, you better be a fucking badass and not a little bitch. That's all I got to say about this. Cole and Elijah, for wanting to see this movie and for hyping it up so much and actually making me go out of my fucking way to go see this movie, you two, go fuck yourselves. This one gets like, I don't know, 5 Jonas Brothers dicks up your ass for making me go out of my way, out of my Sunday when I could have been watching fucking football, watching the New York Giants kick some ass. So go fuck yourselves. Comic Cancuzzi, fuck off.
He wasn't happy about that.
Come on. I'll bet that the Assassins kicked more ass than the Giants did this week.
I don't know yet. They're playing tonight.
Well, I seen them playing last week, and they were licking some ass.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess Uncle Vinny wasn't too impressed with
it. Dude, why is he even blaming us? We just said we wanted to see it. We didn't say people should see this.
Hey, it did look good. I mean, you got Michael Keaton. Come on.
I don't know.
What's going to go wrong there?
Well, you heard the man.
I thought the Jonas Brothers are fucking badasses. I was hoping you would spit your beer out of your nose. It didn't come out.
So I guess that's that movie. And then I went to Mother.
All right. Yeah.
And what do I say about this? People fucking hated it.
Yeah.
They hated it.
But you didn't. It doesn't sound like.
Do you like Darren Aronofsky?
No.
Sure.
You didn't like him, so you'll hate this movie.
Okay.
I guarantee Cole would hate this movie.
Okay.
Me, I kind of knew what I was getting into because Requiem for a Dream, Black Swan, really fucked up movie.
Yeah. I've never seen Black Swan, but that Requiem and what was the other one that he did?
The Wrestler.
Yeah, just depressing ass movies.
Right, but this one, not really depressing, just super fucked up. And it had a lot of elements in it that, to me, it was like being in a dream. You know, when you're in a dream and you can't wake up and all the shit's going on and you want it to stop.
Yeah.
And it's just chaotic and chaos, just so much chaos going on. And that's sort of where Jennifer Lawrence was, where it was like she's trying to get these fucking people out of her house, but they won't fucking leave. I don't know. A lot of people, or Aronofsky said this is kind of a religious film, whereas you have like the birth of a savior, if you will.
All right.
And then that part was pretty fucked up. I will spoil it a little, but you had a part where she has this baby.
Okay.
Okay. And then who's the guy from
Javier Bardem?
That's the man.
I just seen him in the trailer, so I guess that had
Javier
to be
Bardem was like, listen, I need to take this baby to see my fans. Because he's a writer, and he's got all these fans that come into this house. And Jennifer Lawrence is like, no, you can't take him. Oh, and she ends up falling asleep, and then he takes his baby. And this baby gets passed around. Like, it's like crowd surfing, right?
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, like, you hear this, and like this baby like got smacked up against the wall or something. And then everybody starts eating the baby.
What?
It's fucked up, man.
I don't know what the fuck is going on in this movie, but
it is so fucking crazy.
I'm so hungry now.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy. There was somebody I knew that was sitting a couple rows in front of me, and he's like, what the fuck did we just watch? I'm like, dude, it's Aronofsky. Like, this is his vision, and this is just what he does.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. Like, I was totally fine with it. It's a lot to talk about. It's a lot to take in. If you want to feel very stressed out and like on edge after the movie, that's the one to go see. I liked it. I'm going to give it like 4 points out of 5.
I don't like movies that make you feel stressed out.
Then go see American Ass In.
I probably will.
Damn. There you go. Highly, highly recommend if you just want to be fucked with. I mean, Aronofsky, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
That's it. That's all I got for movies.
All right, that's it.
I think we'll skip. Are we doing Taylor's 10 or anything like that? I don't think we should.
No, you don't think so?
Maybe we could. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, do you have a list, or are you just going to rehash an old one?
No. I don't know. That works for me. Just the fart sounds. I was thinking about like the most fucked up movies you've ever seen.
Right.
Because they just don't cut the mustard for me. I didn't say that this time. What's one of the most fucked up movies you've ever seen? Because I was looking through the lists of fucked up movies, and a lot of them I've never seen before.
Okay,
and I don't know if I ever will because they are really fucked up. But Eraserhead, I've never seen that, but I guess that made the list for a fucked up movie.
That was young,
one I've
though.
Heard of and never seen. John Waters made some fucked up shit that I could never get through. Divine, I could never get through that one.
Divine,
where she's eating the dog flamingos. Shit and stuff.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
I watched that movie.
Wait. It's Drag Queen, right?
Yeah. Pink Flamingos.
Pink Flamingos. No. Yeah. I was actually recommended. Somebody recommended that I watch that.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, okay, don't watch that.
I don't care. I watch dog shit eating.
Right.
I mean, I'm cool with it. I was thinking of the ones that I saw on the list, though. Like I said, one was Eraserhead, and another one was The Human Centipede. I saw that. It was stupid. I did not think it was that fucked up. The thought of it is
fucked
up.
So much promise.
Right. But it just did not deliver. It was just not. Very...
And then they made a second. And then they made a third.
Really?
Yeah. All dog shit. I didn't even get through the third one. Are
they
millipedes
at this point?
Right.
I mean, what are they? But anyway, I don't know.
I think the third one's supposed to be like 300 people.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if that was how they made the movie 300, was just like just a bunch of dudes ass to mouth to like trying to fight the Persians.
But they're so ripped.
This is Centipede.
Millipede. That'd be awesome. I would watch that.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I was thinking of Jacob's Ladder. Did you ever see that movie?
That was fucked up.
I've seen that and I can barely give me some fucked up details.
Acid trips.
Yeah, acid trips. Who's the Tim Robbins, right?
I know I've seen that.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
It's got to be Tim Robbins.
That one came out like 15 years ago.
Who played
the
Hudsucker Proxy? That Tim Robbins played Shawshank Redemption.
That was Tim Robbins.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, Tim Robbins is this, and it's just about this guy that's it's such a great movie. Got to watch that.
Really old movie.
It's really good.
And I can't barely remember it.
And it had a lot of elements. Like the way I felt when I watched Jacob's Ladder for the first time was sort of the way I felt watching Mother. Just there's just this chaotic shit going on, and this guy can't control it and shit. I don't know, but. I also won a $5 bet, speaking of movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, walking out of a movie this week and come across a movie poster called The Sixth Friend.
Oh, nice. When is that coming out?
We are getting a release here, which we have to go see together as a podcasting group. I believe it's the end of September. It's like the last week in September and the first week of October.
All right.
The Sixth Friend is playing at the Grand. But anyway, so we pass by a movie poster, and I'm with Robbie, and he goes, and I said, "Hey, we interviewed
Chantel Albers and Matt Clouston,"
and he's like, "Bullshit, you did." I said, "We did. We interviewed him on our podcast." He's like, "You're so full of shit. How much do you want to make a bet?" I said, "He said $5."
Yeah,
I won $5 from Robbie.
Robbie's such a dummy. Why would you even say that if you didn't mean it?
Well, because I've said it before.
Oh.
When it was like The Rock.
So you were just...
We got The Rock on the podcast.
You're just buttering him up, huh?
So I think what we'll do is we'll do... Should we do just a fucking brutal review of this movie?
Just rip it to shreds?
No!
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, because... Did you not hear what I just said?
No, I heard what you said, but like...
I think I tagged you in a post on Facebook about the whole thing.
I've been out in the mountains being cold.
Like a week ago.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, check this out.
Yeah.
We should go. We should all go as a podcasting group.
I don't think Elijah looks at any fucking text messages or any fucking of our messenger posts.
Here,
to
you
him
guys send
ever
so many, and I'm catching up. Okay.
He's still looking at fucking bumpers from months ago.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the podcast. Huh?
I think so.
I guess,
too.
Yeah. You didn't really have a list. There's a couple. Movies on there.
Oh, Nymphomaniac was on there too.
Oh yeah, I seen part of that. That was fucked up. And then I was like, no, I don't think I want to be watching no more of this shit. I think I seen most of Volume 1, and I was like, no.
Really? You got that far through it?
I didn't get. I think I got most of Volume 1.
Wow.
I didn't get all through Volume 1.
It's quite pornographic. I must
say. It's pretty fucking crazy, man.
All right. Anyway, with Comic Cancuzzi, that's it. Cool. The week. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Gerben.
I'm Cole Wise. Look for us at Comic Cancuzzi on Facebook and Comic Cancuzzi on Twitter.
And at gmail.com.
Go to gmail.com, you'll find us, I promise. How many emails do you think have been sent out to Comic Cancuzzi with a K?
None.